Welcome into Joel Radio. What's going on, everybody? We got a special edition of the show today. Special edition. You know what that means? It means that Corey's not here. I mean, he's here. He's just not here, right?
Yes. Now, was special edition after Bobby left, but Ralph and Ricky and... Or was that... Oh, no, that was Belle Biv DeVoe.
That was new edition, yes. Anyway, we are here with Corey.
We're going to do some Candy Girl? We're gonna just
something like that, sure. That'd be great. That would be good. But we're going to review Avengers Endgame for you today. We were going to do a full show, and we said, ah, let's get this out. Corey went to the press screening the other day. I went to the very first public screening on Thursday night at 6 p.m. of all times, Corey. 6 p.m. now.
Now, did they let people do cosplay, or did they say no masks?
They say no masks usually at the theater, but I didn't see anybody in masks, so I went to the Birmingham 8, which is
that's a very tawny theater. That's a very it's in a very well-to-do neighborhood.
Yeah,
and that's actually where I saw Star Wars. The Phantom Menace, when everybody was waiting outside 20 years ago, when everybody was waiting outside in tents and starving and peeing in buckets. And I walked right up to that theater and was like fifth in line. And
You did it well. This was like about 100 seats sold out. And, I think they must have had it on like three other screens as well. So we didn't see too much craziness. But anyway, we're going to give this review for you, and we're going to try to be spoiler free for the first few minutes, and then we'll get into it. So if you haven't seen Avengers and you're listening to this, don't panic. We will try to not spoil it for you.
It's pretty hard to really discuss the movie without spoilers.
Well, I think generally we'll give our reviews in terms of if we liked it or not. And it's funny, you and I really haven't discussed this at all. I sent you a text message just with like one sentence last night. And you told me, which was great, and we should tell everybody. And boy, you might call this a spoiler, but I'm going to call this the best advice you're going to get. There's no stingers. You told me this. You can leave the theater.
Yes.
Yes. That's great.
There is no stinger.
Bravo to Marvel.
There's a sound effect at the very end of the credits.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, but I read that in an article. But
it's not. There's no scene after the credits, which... Every Marvel movie since Iron Man has had a scene after the credits.
Right. But here's the other thing, though. They do, and I guess we'll get to this more in the spoilers. I think the things that they might have put at the end of this movie at the stinger spot are kind of just at the end of the movie, too.
Yeah, and if they'd rolled the credits and then put some of the stuff that's at the end of the movie in the middle of the credits, everybody would have been fine. You've trained audiences to sit there through the credits for 20 years.
I'm good not sitting
11
there.
Years.
I'm fine leaving. This thing's 3 hours. Let us go pee.
I mean, your kidneys, this is a kidney burster of a movie.
Well, do you want to give your review first? I mean, we're kind of talking about length, which I guess is my biggest critique of it, but, you know.
Yes. The problem with, and this, you know, as I wrote in my official printed review.
Oh, where can we read that?
At MetroTimes.com, and I'll link
to it on Joel Radio.
Yeah, put a link on Joel Radio, or it's on my Facebook page or Twitter or whatever. But here's the thing: it's a critic-proof movie.
Yeah,
it's not actually a movie, and none of these Marvel things are what you'd call a movie anymore because they're not an individual story. Really, you're not really evaluating. It's not one movie. You have to look at the whole series at this point, and nobody could come in and say, I want to watch Avengers Endgame, having never seen any of the other Avengers movies.
Yeah, it's impossible. Yeah,
it would make zero sense. It doesn't make a lot of sense, even if you've seen all the other movies. Mm-hmm. But if you had seen the entire, you can't really come into it and just say this is an independent movie.
Yeah,
it's a franchise, and so this thing has the heavy lifting of wrapping all the stuff up. Uh-huh. It has to close all the storylines, and everybody has to get their own individual moment of glory. Mm-hmm. And you've got a cast of dozens of people in it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally how many Avengers are there, right?
There's Avengers, then there's the Avenger sidekicks and the you know, the people right. that help the Avengers out, and some of them get screen time in this. So,
and there's their families, yeah. and you know, and there's like they didn't really introduce a lot of new characters, but there's just well, you had to throw Captain Marvel in there because she's new.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Yeah, Captain Marvel's in there. I don't think that's a spoiler for anybody, but
no, but I mean, you know, so she wasn't in the other ones. They have to. But, they don't spend a lot of time on anybody's particular origin story or anything like that, but they do everybody. Some people get more time than others, but they certainly have to like give every character kind of a little moment. And that takes up a lot of screen time.
Yeah.
And there's, there's a lot of the beginning of it is very slow.
Yeah.
Don't come in expecting the slam bang action that really, really, Infinity War had moved pretty quickly.
It's not what it is.
No, this is, you know, the comparison I make is like Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Okay.
Kill Bill 1 was like balls to the wall action the whole time. And Kill Bill 2 was more character stuff and it was slower, you know?
Yeah, it was.
That's what's happening here.
Yeah, I think, I mean, look, I'm recommending the movie. It sounds like you are too, but I mean, while I'm recommending it, I'm also saying like, you know, this first hour is the first. It's funny. People go, this is too long. And people go, you know, some of these movies like say Lord of the Ring, Return of the King. It's like we wrap this shit up a little faster. This I felt like this is the beginning of this movie is too slow. I wasn't really mad about the ending or the multiple endings and all that stuff. I thought that was fine. I just thought that they needed to get to what they were doing a little quicker.
Oh, it took forever. And the Lord of the Rings movies are a good comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they really, in the second and third ones, got real bloated.
Right.
And also had, the third Lord of the Rings has like five endings.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. And
some of that happens here.
Yeah. I mean, right. I mean, you're liking it then. You're saying go
see
it.
Well, I'm saying this is, you know, this is, these are like C-cups.
Yeah.
It's not double D's. You know what I'm saying, baby?
C cups. I went yes, like, what are you talking about? Now I get what you're talking about. These.
I mean, I'm not going to say no to C cups, but I'm just, you know.
Well, here's, I say, look, this is a fan service-y thing more than anything anyone's ever seen. But what I'll also say, and not just my review of it, because look, I've been, and people that have listened to the show know, I've been hard on the Marvel movies. I thought Captain Marvel was kind of a wet fart. I didn't think much of that.
It wasn't great.
And, you know, some of them I've liked. I've liked the Ant-Man movies and stuff. But I did, I felt that the reaction in the theater at the end of it did not feel, and I go to all the Star Wars movies opening day, and I go to a lot of big, you know, first day movies. I'm a big fan of doing that when it's something I think is going to get spoiled for me. I didn't feel like this thing was, like, that big a deal when it was over.
Yeah.
I felt like, yeah, there were moments that people did applaud in the theater. I think there might have been moments that people were crying in the theater. I was not.
Well, those people were insane.
But yeah, so I felt like some people maybe enjoy it. I think that it served the fans. I think it wrapped up the series. Again, I think the more you know the Marvel movies, I think the more you'll enjoy this particular one. I would not say, yeah, like you said, don't go see this if you haven't seen a Marvel movie before.
Right.
In fact, don't go see this if you've only seen a couple of them, because I think it's still going to, you're still.
Well, trying not to get spoilery here, but yeah. The nature of it is that you have to know all the other movies.
Yeah, it does help. And we'll get, I guess, so you like it.
In a non-spoilery way, I'll say that the highlights of it for me, without saying what anybody.
Yeah.
I liked Paul Rudd. Ant-Man was good.
Yeah, Paul Rudd's always
his.
Good.
Yeah, and his character wasn't off model. You know, he was basically, if you liked him in Ant-Man, then he's
yeah,
that guy.
He was very consistent. Some of the characters were inconsistent. We'll get into that.
Some had personality shifts a little bit or whatever. And I
had some niggles with some CGI stuff, which we'll talk
about.
Well,
I'm sure you had some in the theater. I'm sure you had some.
Oh, well, coming out, Corey? Corey?
What?
Corey.
It's a joke.
Corey, come on now.
That's a weird word to hear.
As,
you know,
as I'm thinking, this will be the YouTube debut of this podcast. Maybe it'll be the next show. All right. Well, I think we're free to. I mean, look. I think we're both recommending it. Again, the more you're into Marvel, the more you'll like it. it did not disappoint. It is loud. It eventually gives you what you want, I suppose. But yeah, it's
after a decade plus of Marvel movies, you know, what, 11 years and 22 movies.
Yeah.
So it really can't even function as its own thing. It has to function as it's a greatest hits package of the Marvel universe. And if you liked the Marvel universe, then you're going to eat this up.
You'll like this, it is not a traditional film with a beginning, middle, and end. It doesn't feel like it's sort of.
And as a film critic, that frustrated me. The pacing of it, the length of it, and some of the side tangents they went on.
Well,
I didn't think were necessary.
Well, the thing is, and it's funny, I went back because I read reviews about, and we'll get into this, I think, later, but what Marvel movies you really need to like see again. And I watched in one of the articles that I read, this was, you know, a few days ago, said Guardians of the Galaxy. Make sure you see Guardians of the Galaxy if you haven't seen it in a while or if you've never seen it. And I'd seen it, but I hadn't seen it in a while. So I watched it. And boy, I was glad I did that.
Well, yeah, that's one of the best Marvel movies. And, also,
and yeah, that's the other thing. And the other thing watching it is like, yeah, not only was there a lot of plot that was in Endgame that was from that movie.
I think
it was that movie was maybe the best Marvel movie.
I would say if you're going to watch this, if you just want a primer on this movie, I don't know. There's so many of them, but I feel like the first Iron Man sets up a lot of this.
Uh-huh.
Guardians of the Galaxy sets up a lot of this.
Yeah.
You could skip the Thor movies.
Well, or can you? We'll get to that in the spoilers. But anyway, and then you got to watch Infinity War. You can't.
And then Ant-Man and the Wasp directly sets this up.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going to be done with spoiler free. We liked it. If you haven't seen it, I mean, we liked it enough. Not the greatest movie ever made. Not even the best Marvel movie ever made. But
I had problems with it. Okay. It's a reserved like because I feel like you're right. The high spots are so high.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, in wrestling terms, there's a lot of rest holds in this movie.
All right, here we go. We're going all spoilers right now.
Okay.
If you haven't seen Avengers Endgame and you want to see it and want to see it free without any us ruining it for you, turn it off now and come back to it. And if not, here we go, Corey. What do we spoil first? I mean, I guess the structural thing of they went back into the old Marvel movies. Is that the first thing to talk about that would completely ruin it?
Which it feels like a clip show.
Well, it felt like Back to the Future Part 2, where they go back to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance a little bit.
Yeah. Which is great because in the movie they actually. So, okay, here's the spoiler. Ant-Man's powers allow him to travel down through the quantum realm.
Yes.
And they figure out a way to use that as a tunnel through space and time.
We'll go with that, sure. I mean,
you know what I mean, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Tony Stark comes up with some gimmick that allows them to go through the quantum realm.
The fact that Ant-Man was in the quantum realm when Thanos snapped his fingers.
Right.
Yes.
So, but this comes after 45 minutes to an hour of them in the... 5 years after Thanos killed everybody, the world's jacked up. They're all depressed.
Yes.
Captain America is sitting in a recovery group with survivors.
That was kind of silly.
And there's one of the directors is talking about his husband dying and stuff.
Oh, is that who those guys were?
Yeah, I think it was. Well, one of the guys was Jim Starlin, who is a Marvel guy who created Thanos and Gamora. Yeah, who I've met at conventions, so I was like, oh, there's Jim Starlin. So they threw him in there.
Was the guy in 1970 supposed to be Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee rides by. There's the Stan Lee cameo spoiler.
But was that Stan actually shot that?
Well, there's some debate as to whether they CGI'd that.
Yeah, that was weird. They end up in 1970 to go get, was it Ant-Man, Michael Douglas's research on the quantum realm?
They need
the
PIM particles, which is the thing that makes you shrink.
Oy vey. Talking about this movie makes me shrink.
Well,
but,
it's really plot heavy. They decide that the way to fix everything is to go back and steal the gems from the timeline before Thanos had them all together.
Right.
Why they didn't just go to like 5 minutes before Thanos beat them and kill him. Or find some other gimmick. So they stop and they go, time travel doesn't work.
Yeah.
And they make some jokes about Back to the Future 2 being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And how you can't affect time. And then they have a scene where the Hulk talks to Tilda Swinton for 10 minutes about how you can't affect time. Then they immediately proceed to go ahead and alter time and jack everything up.
But so,
and
so
I walked out of the theater with there's a loop plot hole here.
Yeah.
Which is horrific.
Yeah.
And it's I think it breaks the movie.
Yeah.
And for a movie that costs $500 million and comes after all these billions of dollars on these movies, for the screenplay not to close this fucking loophole was maddening to me.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to stop any fan from liking it.
Yeah.
But it made me mad.
What was that?
They decide to bring everybody back, but not go back 5 years. Right? Wasn't that the decision?
I mean, I guess they couldn't go back 5 years or something.
Well, the point, no, they couldn't go. They were like, we're going to keep the timeline the way it is because Tony Stark has a daughter now.
Oh, okay. I didn't share that, but you know.
And they didn't actually really say it, but it was implied that they didn't want to erase Tony Stark's daughter.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's.
So they come back 5 years. They were like, well, let's just bring back everybody that Thanos snapped away, but we'll just keep it now.
Right.
So then.
And
Peter
they also
Parker,
got Gamora to come back, even though she doesn't know Peter because of the 5 year gap now. That she's,
yeah, and that,
she's
right.
like,
and
the, she's the original pre Guardians of the Galaxy Gamora.
Oh, right.
Who died in Infinity War, but is now alive because.
So does she now not know anything that happened in Guardians of the
Galaxy?
Well,
that's the thing. I think that was kind of lost because they were trying to, like, her sister's, like, trying to go, like, yeah, this is the guy that you're.
I don't even know. Wait, she disappeared at the end of the movie and they had to go look for her. And I'm like, why did she disappear?
Who, Gamora?
Yeah.
Oh, at the end of this movie.
Is that because they brought her back from an earlier point?
No. Well, she died in Infinity War because Thanos threw her off cliff to get the Soul Stone. And then, they brought her back. Those three characters came back through the realm. Actually, a bunch of them ended up. The whole army ended up coming through. But, yeah, she came back and was still kind of a bad guy. But she knows that in the future she's going to fall in love with the Star-Lord.
But
I think that was lost on people in the theater. I was kind of looking like, yeah, people aren't really getting this plot.
No, it wasn't clear to me.
Yeah, that's what happened.
But here's the one that breaks the whole thing.
Yeah.
Peter Parker comes back after 5 years gone.
Yeah.
Walks into his high school and everybody goes, hey, Peter.
Should he not be in high school anymore because he's like 24 years old or something?
Yeah, he should be in his.
Well, no. Peter didn't age, though, because Peter turned to dust.
But did everybody else in his high school not age?
Oh, that's interesting. I guess his fat buddy didn't.
Did everybody in that high school turn to dust?
I don't know. Maybe
because now they're doing another Spider-Man movie.
Well,
and he's still in high school.
You're going to have to.
And
see
he
that.
Hasn't aged one fucking nanosecond.
Yeah.
And the whole high school didn't go away.
All right. Well, before our audience ages and turns to dust, they go back to the movies. These are the ones that I think I've targeted that they go into in terms of going into. They go into Thor. Is it Thor Dark World, the second Thor with his mother?
Yes, they went into,
which I never saw that movie.
They went into Thor the Dark World because that's where they go into the Avengers, the first.
They
Avengers
go into the first movie. Avengers, the Battle of New York. But in Thor, that's his mom is played by Renee Russo, who they like. They did some de-aging digital pass on her. And she was unrecognizable to me.
Did they really put the?
I think they did because I just saw Renee Russo in Velvet Buzzsaw on Netflix.
They could have put some de aging on Robert Downey Jr.
He looked pretty frail at the beginning of this movie.
Him and Gwyneth Paltrow needed.
All right,
some.
So they get exactly. They're 50-year-old people having kids. Wonderful. All right, he's 60 probably. Anyway, so then they go to Avengers. So the Battle of New York in Avengers.
Uh-huh.
And then, and of course, the interesting thing is that Tilda Swinton is fighting the Battle of New York from the rooftop of the Strange, you know, building, even
mapping,
though he wasn't there.
Right. They're mapping out, like, what we're supposed to do.
Well, where we have to go to get the
and
stones.
And they're like, well, we can just save three at one time if we go to the
but
Avengers.
But that's an alternate timeline to that movie is that, you know, she's there and, you know, Hulk goes and confronts her. So that was kind
of interesting. Well, I mean, apparently she was supposed to be fighting those aliens, but we didn't know it.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it was like, you know, at the time you didn't realize there was fight going on.
The whole fucking time travel gimmick, by the way, just makes problems that they can't fix, even though they lampshade it.
Okay, and then they get to do fun gimmicks like, you know, Captain America fights Captain America.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
And then I think was Robert Redford, was that stuff from?
That was in Winter Soldier.
But was that footage from Winter Soldier, or was it like he was around for the Battle of New York as well? Was it new foot? It was new stuff, right?
Yeah, I think that was new stuff with Redford, even though he's supposed
but
to retire.
The timeline of it wasn't. Was that timeline Winter Soldier, or was it the first Avengers?
Well, I think no, that was the first Avengers.
Yeah, movie. So they just kind of
but
inserted him.
The
yeah,
scene, they echoed the scene from Winter Soldier with the elevator fight
with the Hydra. Yeah, yeah, so okay.
Yeah, whatever.
And all then right. The other one. I mean, I guess they went to two other. They went to in. They went to Guardians of the Galaxy. Which is where you see Thanos, which is funny because when I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, I was like, I remember seeing it originally and I was going, thank God this Guardians of the Galaxy is kind of removed from this like timeline where everybody's intersecting. And then, of course, it ends up being the movie that maybe has more to do with everything
well,
that followed in hindsight. You know,
here's the big annoying thing about this movie. They want you to think that they had this planned out all along.
Yeah.
And they fucking didn't.
Well, it's not, but from Guardians of the Galaxy on, they must have, because that's where Thanos and the Stones, they're all
sure,
in that
but,
movie.
But
yeah.
It was kind of haphazardly done.
Yeah.
And this is like, George Lucas used to give interviews in the 80s that was I have all nine movies planned out from the original one.
You're full of shit.
And you know that was crap, because he wouldn't have had siblings making out.
Right, and Darth Vader was not, I mean, I don't know if Darth Vader was his father. I guess he could have been. I guess the Leia thing's the biggest hole.
There's a lot of things that are said in Star Wars that they had to then write around
the
other ones.
Right, but I feel like probably by the time of Age of Ultron, they had it set, seemingly.
But they also made the problems for themselves that they're like, we got to add Captain Marvel.
Yeah, well,
had a pager in his pocket that he could call in Captain Marvel.
Right.
And at no point earlier in the Marvel universe did he go, I'm going to need her to come down
and
fix this.
Okay, let's talk about Captain Marvel right now, because that was one of the more annoying things in the movie in a couple of ways. One is that they have this all-powerful superhero who they need to come in to
save. She's got Superman-level power.
Right. So she comes in and saves their asses in outer space when they're out of oxygen, okay? So they need this character who can fly through space and everything. Then she goes, well, they need to, like, remove her from the situation so the fight's not too easy, right? So she goes, there's other things in the universe that need my help. Other places are suffering the same way. Mm-hmm. So then she disappears. And then at the end, when they need to save their asses again from Thanos' giant fucking ship, they have her come back and destroy that. So it's like they write her in, they write her out. She comes back when
she's basically
necessitates.
She's basically a douche ex machina.
Yeah,
they just bring her in to be, you know, and then she gets her dumb haircut.
Well, that's the other thing.
She's got the Helen Slater haircut, like Billie Jean.
Okay, and she's absolutely a lesbian in this movie, right? I mean,
well,
we assume
I think they implied that in Captain Marvel that she had a thing for Monica or whatever.
I didn't feel like it was that explicit, but it's like she gets this butch haircut, which I forget who makes fun of it. It was Rocket, maybe, but and then. And then she shows up in a pantsuit at fucking Tony Stark's funeral in like the butchiest outfit you've ever seen.
There's a whole sub industry of guys on YouTube that are mad about the direction of Marvel Comics, and all of this is like troll bait for them.
Yeah,
and they hated Captain Marvel's short haircut in the comic books, and then they give it to her in the movie, and they're turning her into a man, and they called her Carol Manvers. And all those guys are going to be mad.
Well,
and I did think it was kind of like pointless to. First of all, she's got like three costumes within the span of a movie and a half.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
They've changed her costume because we needed another action figure. Whatever. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff like that goes on. Where Captain America gets a new costume.
But you could make the argument that they needed a lesbian hero. We're going to throw this one in there. Romantic subplots. No, none of that Black Widow shit. Who's she with? Who she like?
Well,
none of that.
They were kind of also crowing. I read an article that was like crowing about how there's a gay guy finally in the Marvel universe, and it's a cameo from a guy in a recovery group that's like my husband.
My husband, yeah.
But it's not like a major character. You're right. They don't actually get a gay love scene romance or anything.
But then
it's tokenism, is what it is.
And then they do like the all girls of the Avengers lining up at the end, which was like so douchey. And I know like people could applaud that and go, oh my God, what? But it's like, what are the odds in this giant fucking chaotic battle in this hole in the ground that used to be New York City? Mm-hmm. Is our Scarlet Witch and, you know, all of them going to line up?
All the girls are going to line up.
Yeah.
And they posed for a selfie.
And the Wasp, like, and they all posed for like a fucking poster.
Like, yes, Queen, slay. Yeah. And they all lined up and did their little bit.
That was annoying.
It was just a clunky way they handled, because guess what? All those women are involved in the fight and doing their thing anyway. Yeah. We didn't need to like go look at how badass they are, because we already are seeing them in the fight. They do things like that that are really kind of just pointless.
Yeah, that seemed pointless. Cheesy. All right, going back, they're in Guardians of the Galaxy. You see Peter, his first introduction, the adult Peter.
Yes.
And they redo that scene where they abduct him and then they steal
Peter. Peter Quill, right?
Peter Quill, yes. Yeah, Peter Quill.
Because there's Peter Parker, too.
Peter Quill, yeah, Peter Quill. And I thought that was cool to redo the opening of that movie, because that was a pretty great open to that movie, I thought.
But the problem is all these callbacks to other movies is like, oh, I remember I liked that movie better.
Yeah, well, that's true. And again, I watched Infinity War and Guardians of the Galaxy this week before going to theater to see this. So I'm on Marvel full overdose.
That's kind of poisonous.
No, I know. I'm done. System. I'm done with Marvel for a while.
Until
July.
Movie, right, when the next Spider-Man comes out. Which I thought they were going to tease something for that, but they didn't. It's exhausting. And I think if they didn't have an hour of them all being sad and mourning.
Yeah, that was too much. Yeah.
It was really kind of just like,
right.
It was like superhero PTSD. And you know what? We didn't really need that.
And the other, the big applause that I saw, because I teased this in the beginning before we were spoilers, was when Black Panther came back. And I'm not sure if it was because it was Black Panther came back or that the characters that we lost in the last movie all came back.
Well,
crowd went crazy for that. People were applauding.
People like Black Panther. He's in his.
But I'm not sure if it was Black Panther or just the fact that the characters came back. I feel like it might have been more of the characters coming back. But
yeah, it was all like everybody's coming back.
Everybody's back. Here's Doctor Strange.
Black Panther's popular. Doctor Strange and all those people. Yeah. Although Benedict Cumberbatch was in this movie for what? 10 minutes?
I know. But the it seemed like the characters that got the short shrift in Infinity War got a little more time in this. You know, Hawkeye wasn't even in Infinity War. Ant-Man.
Yeah, you're right. Because Doctor Strange got a lot of time.
Doctor Strange was a lot in the last movie. But the other one, I forget the name, but I was reading articles today about fans upset that who's the black bald woman from Black Panther?
I can't think of her.
But the character name. But yeah, they were like, she didn't get enough screen time. I'm like, she's not even in Black Panther all that much. You fucking idiot.
And there's his sister and everything.
Yeah,
there's too many characters to service.
All right.
There's just too many characters to cover, and you can't like, you know what I mean? It was like, well, how come Drax didn't do anything?
Yeah, cool?
I'm like, I don't know, because there's not enough time for anything.
Not enough time for Drax. I thought, you know, Groot always seemed like a cheap pop to me. Like to do something cute with Groot, and they really didn't do anything with Groot in this.
Didn't have much use
Groot's
for Groot.
In there, but they didn't, you know.
Thor's like, oh, hello, tree.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Thor, what did you feel about the Thor is a straight-up comedy character now.
Well, that was another thing, and again, that was one of the big character changes, was that he became the dude from Big Lebowski.
Yes.
They literally made him the dude. I don't know if did they mention Lebowski in this, or did they just
Tony Stark calls him Lebowski.
Lebowski, yeah. So they was actually mentioned.
Thor has become like the doink.
Yeah.
Of the Marvel universe. He's like he's a clown, right?
Well, but I heard that basically that Liam which Hemsworth? This is Chris.
Chris,
right?
Hemsworth.
Chris was unhappy that he had to play it straight. And decided he wanted to inject a little more personality. So then they got Taika Waititi to do the last Thor.
We'll see. Okay. And, so Thor, yeah. Thor is naturally going to be kind of a stiff character.
Yes.
You know, he's a god.
He's a god, yes.
He's a god, and he's not really from the modern world and all that stuff. And they play with that fish out of water thing. But now it's just become everything Thor does is look how cute and goofy he is.
Yeah, it got a little ridiculous. And then
that I get tired of the constant Thor is a, you know, oh, I'm drinking beer and playing.
Yeah,
Fortnite.
Well, listen, and here's the other thing. This is not my complaint, but again, I read an article, because there's a million articles, about how using Thor's weight gain as comedy fodder is mean to fat people.
Oh, for
there
the
you go. That's out there, Corey. The fact that this super ripped guy is now a fat guy who's drinking beer all day, but that shouldn't be funny because it means that fat people are funny.
Well, the identity politics at play in this movie are, it's going to be like, that character has a shadow. How dare you say something? Yeah. It's really, it's kind of, the world used to be more fun.
Right.
I know, but whatever. There were some cool things. The Captain America with Thor's hammer was cool.
Okay, yeah, because he couldn't wield the hammer in what, the last Avengers or the second one or something, one of the Avengers.
Apparently, he was worthy, and the whole gimmick is that you can only hold the hammer if you are morally worthy to pick it up.
Yeah. But I
so
think
Captain America had the purity. Captain America stayed on point.
Yeah.
He didn't change his character.
No.
He's basically the guy he always is. So that was cool. But then the ending with him with the whole thing, oh my God.
Well, that's and some people say that breaks the time travel thing because he comes back as an old man after he returns all the stones. But hey, secretly, I lived out my life with Agent Carter. Which is like, boy, Agent Carter references in 2019 seem fucking dated as fuck.
And well, we saw her a couple times. She's in the Captain America movie.
Yeah.
But again, it's the greatest hits package of all their other stuff.
That is now a different timeline. If he chose to live with her, then that would have changed the outcome of the other people. And then to go back to, I don't know if it does or not.
Well, it would have changed everything. And then he's going to, so where did he go when he came out of the ice then? Does he have to, like, pretend he's not around?
Because he would have... I don't know.
Right? So there's then two Captain Americas in the world.
Yeah, it's very weird. And that didn't... You know, but again, okay, so here's the death toll, as I have it.
Uh-huh.
Black Widow sacrificed herself for the Soul Stone, so Hawkeye can get the Soul Stone.
By the way, she has a solo movie on the calendar.
Oh, does she really? Holy shit.
So... Say no more about that.
Oh, God. Okay. Well,
now, I really had no interest in Jeremy Renner's character. So
no, but he was the one. But here's the thing about him that's kind of likable. It's like, well, here's a guy who's kind of normal. Here's a guy with like a family and a house and shit, like regular people.
Yes. He has a family. But then, of course, the family disappears, so he goes crazy.
I mean, Renner has no personality, unfortunately.
No, he's not a great actor.
I mean, the character was anyway. All right, so that's Death Toll. And then Tony Stark, of course. Snaps his fingers to kill all the, puts on the stones and the whole thing and does that. Tony Stark is dead. Big Tony Stark funeral at the end with everybody. Kind of reminiscent of Superman's funeral a little bit too much for me, maybe. I don't know. It didn't feel fresh.
No.
No.
It was.
It didn't really hit me.
It didn't. Well, because the problem is we're all smart. We're too smart for this. I felt like.
Steve Rogers, while still alive, is basically no longer Captain America because he's an old man. And now what is his character's name? Sam.
Sam Wilson, the Falcon. Yeah.
The Falcon is now going to be Captain America.
He's
in the comic books, right?
But he's already not Captain America.
What he was.
Right. What they did with this whole movie at the end of it was set up how the comic books were in like 2014.
Okay, yeah.
And there was a female Thor and blah, blah, blah. And people didn't like it. And they Iron Man was a woman. Really, it was like Iron Man was
if they're going to have more Captain America, what it seems like to me is that, hey, your three highest paid actors have jumped ship, essentially.
Yes.
I mean, I guess if you're saying that Black Widow's coming back, then Johansson, I guess, is still around. But
well, Hemsworth seems like he doesn't have any desire to leave.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It seems like he's going to be in space with the Guardians. I don't know.
Yeah, so.
But I mean, no Black Widow funeral.
No, they were like, bitch.
And Vision got at least a little mention. You know, Vision died in the last one and was one of the few people that didn't come back. So
where did they mention him? I don't remember him even being brought up.
No, because it was something like Scarlet Witch, I have not suffered like you have, or I have not lost as much as you. That was brought up. I think it was.
By the way, he's an android, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he is.
Didn't they just have, couldn't they be like, well, we built another Vision?
You have to go back to Age of Ultron, which was maybe the worst Avengers movie, so
yeah, it was maybe one of the worst Marvel movies.
Yeah,
Well, okay, they didn't bring back Quicksilver because he didn't die from the snap, but
yeah,
whatever.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I thought they were going to do that, where they were like, we just made everything better again.
No, the people that died. But then again, how does Sam get his, because Cap was, you know, enhanced by medical, you know, by science. How are they going to make him?
No, he's just going to be a dude that flies around.
He's going to be a dude with a shield.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. I don't care.
No, he doesn't have the extra, you know, strength and agility of Captain America.
Because even the Winter Soldier has that, right, on some level?
Well, he's got like a robot arm or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did something okay. There you go. Robot arms.
What else? I mean, I made a bunch of notes while I was sitting there. I don't know. Do you got anything else? So, I can go through these.
I just, look, my head broke when the Peter Parker walked into high school and it was all. And I really
I thought
was
he
like,
was going to see like his girlfriend. I can't remember what the relationship ended up being.
Zendaya, which yeah. I hate that actress.
Yeah, I know. That was a bad movie too. That was one of the worst ones.
Everybody
Spider-Man
loved
Homecoming.
No,
I did not. It was not good.
I didn't care for it.
Shazam
I liked,
reminded me of some of the worst parts of Homecoming, even though Shazam, I think, was better overall.
Well, Shazam is aimed towards kids, but I thought that worked. But anyway, that's a side.
Should I go through my notes and then throw stuff in?
Oh, good God. This is like WrestleMania recap.
Well, look, I'm just writing things. I don't want to forget these things. Okay. So they do the fake, we're going to kill Thanos in the first 10 minutes, which you know isn't going to hold up. But they did it.
Which was actually kind of a fun scene the way they did it.
All right. So then, as Ant-Man, as Paul Rudd is coming back to the world, there's a security officer that I'm pretty goddamn sure was your favorite comedian, Dr. Ken Jeong. I'm pretty sure with a mustache sitting there.
You know what? Instead of all this Michigas, they should have used Ken Jeong's comedy to kill Thanos.
Well, I don't think he even spoke a word. I think he just looked and then ran out and chased.
He had like a funny beard on.
Yeah, he had like a fake mustache or something. All right. The other thing I got is I thought the half David Banner, half Hulk did not work for me. I didn't think that CGI worked. It wasn't a believable character. You know, where he's wearing, you know, college professor attire and glasses, and he's not quite as big as he normally is. To me, that looked stupid.
There wasn't a need for it, really, most of the time.
Right, because they kind of said, like, oh, well, Hulk in the first one, I forget what it was in Infinity War, why he couldn't be the Hulk, but there was some explanation, and then he got Tony Stark's Hulk suit.
But they set up in Infinity War that Thanos beat him up, so he was like, couldn't turn into the Hulk because he was like scared.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any resolution to that.
No.
We were just like, well, in between movies, I figured out how to control the Hulk and it's all cool.
But again, is it like Hulk is too powerful? So to have Hulk in this fight makes it too easy. So we have to somehow remove Hulk, kind of like Captain Marvel. You remove
same
Hulk.
Same problem. They have to make
the
Thor. They had to make Thor drunk and fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had to make Hulk goofy so that it didn't. Oh God! You know, the problem is the more I talk about this movie, the less I like it.
All right. Well, let's keep moving on. I thought that the tone. I just wrote this down. You know, probably 30 minutes in, the tone was weird, and that it would be serious for 1 minute and then light the next. And maybe that's just the case of Marvel does that.
I think that's kind of the way Marvel does it. But to me, there was too much somberness in this.
Yeah, it was. The first hour to me was too much. That could have been 30 minutes and right into what we wanted to see.
Okay, the Thor storyline didn't work at all.
No, I thought that was lame,
Because, I mean, I don't care that Thor is bummed out and that he has to go talk to his mommy.
He likes beer now, Corey.
The Tony, because Thor is he's a thunder god. He shouldn't give a shit.
Right. All right, speaking of Thor, Natalie Portman returning. Corey, what are your thoughts?
She didn't really, though.
Was that all just... I don't even know if that was from those movies. I didn't see those.
I think that was just, like, bits of her from other... I don't think she was actually in there.
I also wrote down... I talked about the Back to the Future 2 thing, where they're kind of remaking the old movies. I think... And, again, watching Guardians again, I think Rocket might be the best character in those. I think he's great.
Wasn't a lot of Rocket, but
there wasn't.
He works fine.
Rocket
it can be a comedy character.
Yeah.
Thor as a comedy character is too much, but Rocket as a comedy character.
I think Rocket works for what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, he's there for the punchlines, and he's a squirrel or a raccoon or whatever the hell he is.
And I know that they've done it before, but the de-aging Michael Douglas never doesn't look weird, too.
Well, they went to, as I turned to my friend at the screening, I said, Streets of San Francisco.
Yeah, well, that, yeah, the long hair Michael
Douglas.
Way
back to the '70s.
Yeah.
Okay, the stuff with Tony Stark and his dad was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
But we got, again, we got that, then we got Thor and his dad and his mom, and we got too much, like, parental issues and, you know.
Again,
whatever.
They're trying to make you cry, so why not throw all this in there?
I'll be honest with you. I cried at Dumbo.
Oh.
I had a tear in my eye when that stupid elephant flew.
Yeah.
And I didn't cry at this thing.
No, I didn't either. Again, I kind of mentioned this, but the Agent Carter shit seemed like that's kind of, I mean, I feel like had that show been successful, that would have been a bigger impact on people in this one. But I mean, they kept showing that pocket watch with her.
Well, so. They've had his love story with her be a subplot and stuff for a long time, but like,
yeah.
But the way they did it was silly. He's like, I spent my whole life with her. Like,
yeah.
Couldn't he have done a thing where he's like, I spent my whole life with her.
Yeah.
Then I came back to where I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't
again,
aid, there, you know, because it's
this,
time travel.
This 10-year thing is making people probably have, you know, not the, this stuff would have worked better to have 11 movies and not 22.
By the way, also the whole thing is that the serum keeps Captain America young.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So him getting old to begin with is pointless.
Ah.
You know what I mean? That's his powers keep him young.
Yeah, I'm almost done with it because I saw a lot of this I've already covered. But to me, it felt a little bit, and this is not a compliment to it, felt a little bit like Ready Player One at a certain point, where there's so much fighting and there's so many different characters that you've really got to like almost pause it to see what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
And who was where. And you know.
Although they weren't even really characters in Ready Player One. It was just like, look at this thing.
Yeah.
This is the
people in the screening really liked Spider-Man and Iron Man getting back together. They
yeah. They, that
Tony and Peter thing. Is
people like that. Spider-Man's over, man. People like, he's real over with the crowd. They love him.
There's a scene where Black Panther is essentially Barry Sanders carrying a football, which could be vaguely racist. Yeah, he was like a running back at one point with the glove.
Well, they were playing football with the glove.
They were, but I mean, they also were like, oh, let's give it to this guy with the big thighs. Let's let him run it.
Well, come on. They were all like, you go out deep, run an out pattern, and I'll throw it to you. You know, it was like
it was kind of silly. I mean, it was fine.
That was like Great Muppet Caper. I mean,
well, it's kind of like, hey, let's let all the new guys do something, contribute instead of just you know, the old guys. I'm trying to read my notes here.
Dying on the vine here.
No, I don't know. I maybe that's it. I was writing down the death toll. The Winter Soldier, like, people gave a shit.
What's that?
Like, there's characters now, like Winter Soldier and who's the other? What's the other one's name?
Yeah.
Nebula, where it's like, you're good, you're bad, you're good, you're bad. And then at the end, we're supposed to, like, celebrate your stupid fucking ass. No, fuck you.
Nebula has failed to be interesting.
Yeah.
At any point.
Yeah.
And it's not Karen Gillan's a good actress, but well, first of all, they wasted. She's again, she's a beautiful girl.
Yes.
They put her under all this plastic.
Yes.
And her heel turns were not of interest.
Yeah, it just kind of got like, all right, she was kind
and
of.
And then there's another dumb gimmick. Somehow the one in the past can see through the circuitry.
Well, yeah, but there's
the
otherwise the plan would have worked. Somehow they had to tip off Thanos to what was going on.
And that's how they figured it out. But there was no logical purpose for that.
No, about. Well, apparently, like, well, imagine this, Corey. You bring a CB radio to the past. You know what I mean? It's sort of like you're on the same wavelength, I guess. I mean, I'm making apologies for it. But yeah, but people like the Winter Soldier and her, who were like bad guys at one point, don't come back looking like we're at the funeral and we're going to like feel for you because you fuck shit up. Like, that doesn't work.
Well, I've failed to care about Bucky at any
point. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've never like cared about him at all, and they keep making him a thing.
And by the way, there are people that are mad at Peter Quill. in articles. I see these because, you know, when they had Thanos, when they could have killed Thanos in Infinity War, he punched him in his face because he killed his girlfriend.
Right. Right. Sure.
And, you know, he was able to get the.
Okay. And as my friend Scott pointed out when I talked to him about this, Thanos in this movie just takes a beating from everybody and is impossible to kill without the gems. He doesn't have the gauntlet, and it's like he's just taken ass whooping after ass.
Well, he's still very powerful, but you needed.
But he's just so overpowered.
Yeah.
Thanos, not the, I keep using wrestling analogies, but he no-sold.
Well,
he was like the Legion of Doom there. He was like not selling the punches.
Yeah, it.
Captain America hits him in the head with the hammer like 5 times.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's all cool.
Well, what can I tell you? I mean, they other than that, they got to get a new villain, which I kind of, I was sort of like in the beginning going, you know, once they chopped his head off, right, the beginning when Thanos is farming on that planet and they find him, I go, okay, maybe they find a new villain or somebody flips. Or,
you know, I'm already making a better movie in my head.
Yeah.
What if the whole thing was Loki comes back at the end and he's...
Oh, sure. And Loki actually is alive in this movie for a point of it, a certain point of it when they're...
You know, like, there could have been like, well, Thanos is gone. Oops, Loki got the gun.
Or what about Sam Jackson?
Nick Fury is a bad guy?
He was a bad guy at one point. He was a bad guy in Winter Soldier for a minute, wasn't he?
Sort of,
yeah.
I mean, they were working out issues from Civil War. You really have to be this obsessive nerd in the Marvel Universe.
I know, and I'm not enough.
To care about all this stuff. And maybe it's because I'm old and jaded and I've seen 8 million movies and I've read 8 million comic books, but like, it's hard for me to get. I can't understand some of the nerds that like keep a boner for this stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see going forward without, you know, those characters. And if you're saying Black Widow's coming back, it's only really 2 guys they lose. But it'll be interesting to see if people still give a shit. Well, when do the X-Men come in? When does Deadpool come in, Corey? When?
Well, that was the other thing that people were all excited about. Like, ooh. Maybe we'll see Wolverine. The Fantastic Four or the X-Men show up in this. Yeah. Nope, none of that.
Nope.
So there you go.
All right. Well, I think we've said it all. Anything else on this thing? I mean, what can I tell you?
I mean, it was exciting and thrilling to watch the Marvel Universe unfold for 10 years, but it won't be as exciting as when the movie Palms comes out with Diane Keaton as a 70-year-old cheerleader. So I know I'm... Oh, wait.
Well, you know, that's going to be saved for another show, I think, and all that stuff. So, all right, guys, I think we're going to wrap it up here for Joel Radio. I want to thank Corey.
Look, if you're a Marvel zombie, you're going to see this thing anyway. There's nothing we've said that's going to dissuade you, but the more I thought about it, the bigger holes I kept finding.
No, I mean, look, I think kudos to Marvel for pulling off 22 movies, and yeah, there's shit that doesn't make sense, and there were some real bad movies along the way. But I think they paid off their fans in
there
a way
was more
that,
good
you know,
than bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, you could have, this movie could have been way worse. It was definitely too long. But also, I thought the thing that they did in the end credits where they put up the actors' names and like their signatures. And there was reading some article that like Marvel thinks the audience will applaud these actors. Like that did not happen in my screening. So that no one gave a shit about that. So
that's the agents of the actors being like, look.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's all stand up and clap for Elizabeth Olsen.
I don't even think she was one of the top line guys, though. I think only the top line guys.
She didn't have much dialogue, really.
She had nice tits, but anyway. Anyway, on that note,
wow.
Maybe
I thought the Mary Jane sex scene with Nebula was pretty excessive.
All right, just a couple. Go over to joelradio.net. All the shows up there. I've actually, if you subscribe to the show and you didn't, you're not. I don't know why you would hear this if you're not. But I've been working behind the scenes on joelradio.net. So hopefully your subscriptions are up to date. If not, go to joelradio.net and check that. I put all the subscribe buttons up there just today. So
maybe you'll find this on the YouTubes.
Yeah, maybe you will. I don't know. I'm considering. I'm considering that. But we should. This is only, well. Look, we still did almost an hour. So as much as we were trying to keep it brief and do one subject,
we can't. Much like the Marvel Universe, we can't wrap it up. All right. Stingers. Let's get out of here.
No stingers. We'll catch you next time. We're probably going to do a full show next week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about that we didn't get to today because we wanted to do Avengers. So we'll catch you next time. Let's get out of here. Good night, Corey. Goodbye. Read Corey's written review on JoelRadio.net. We'll link to that. Oh, goodbye.
Bonjour.
Goodbye. All right. Goodbye to you.